Then Gratach looked left, to where a long, indistinct shape lay half-submerged in the shallows, nearly 100 sendru paces offshore. A few work lamps had been set up along the upper hull, but going by what Kuros had heard, Becker's ship was disabled, unable to fly. During the last part of the descent, coming in over the coastal plain, it was hit by about a dozen ground-to-air missiles that wrecked the ship's main suspensor node and killed three techs. With the thrusters, they were able to stay in the air long enough to ditch in the sea close to the Brolturan base. Repairs were estimated to take at least 2 days. So why is Becker here? Kuros thought. He said his orders came from the second Triadvocate, whom all the Clarified clearly consider an adversary. And the Hegemony's fleet is in the system, so it's reasonable to assume that they would like to regain control of the warp well. He heard heavy footsteps in the corridor outside, which he knew to be the sound of the night duty officer leaving to take over the sentry watch. In a few minutes, the relieved officer would come up and enter the room across the corridor, slamming the door shut. Kuros also knew that Gratach would soon lie down on one of the couches while performing whatever optimization tasks it found necessary, and it duly did. The room was small but sparsely furnished, one of two officers' quarters on the main building's third floor. Neither the AI nor Kuros needed sleep, and at such times Kuros kept himself mentally active by recalling small details from happier times. He was just trying to picture the exact shade of blue of the ceremonial cloak he'd worn during his tenure as second suppressor all those years ago, when a hand rose up from the right and stabbed him in the neck with something unseen. Gratach had started to react as soon as it appeared in his peripheral vision, but not fast enough to prevent the stab, a second after which the AI seemed to freeze, slumping back onto the couch. The muscles were locked in paralysis, leaving Gratach unable to even make a sound. But who would want to do this to the ambassador? Kuros wondered. Then, the assailant came into view and everything changed. It was Vashutkin, the human politician altered by the blue chain nanodust to be his loyal servant. Smiling, Vashutkin nodded, then showed Kuros a transdermal injector before leaning in to apply it to the left side of the neck, close to where the AI implant was.
I have retasked a portion of my cognitive particles to attack the implant's interface tendrils, he whispered. Once it's been isolated from your cortex, you should regain control.
It was already happening. Tingles of sensation were sparking on the periphery of his awareness. Kuros felt almost delirious with anticipation as he began to feel sensation coming from his fingertips, impressions like the weight of his hand, his arm, his head. Then it all came at him in a rush, as if he'd fallen into his body. And it was all too much. A cascade of sensations coming from every bit of skin. The mingled torrent of smells and tastes was all just overwhelming. But then the intensity of it waned, subsiding from a roar to a manageable background murmur. He sagged back on the couch for a second, then swung his legs round to stand, feet planted apart, reveling in his stature relative to the human.